In the last 60 seconds, the average person here has taken 12 breaths. In the last 60 seconds here, the average heart has beat 70 times. Were you aware of even one of those breaths or one of those beats of your heart? A number of years ago, I was home visiting my brother and his family, and his sons were, you know, like fifth and sixth grade or whatever, and now they're in their 30s, but whatever, and was there, and after like a full couple days, his sons could no longer contain themselves. They said, "Father Unc, don't you see anything different about Dad?" So I look at my brother, look at him, and I go, "Haircut?" They go, "He shaved his mustache that he'd had for 20 years. Clueless. Today's gospel, we're not 10 made whole. Where are the other 9? One was aware of it. See, when you and I become aware of what God is doing in our lives, it will affect how we live our lives and how we approach our lives and how we approach God. So in our first reading from Kings, we hear about Naaman. Naaman was the commander of an army in another country, a foreign country. And although he was the commander, which made him like a big hotshot, he had this little disease called leprosy, which meant ultimately for him a terminal disease. And so he wanted to be cured. But no one in his country could cure him. And someone said, "Well, there's that prophet in Israel. Maybe he could do it." He goes, "Nonsense. I'll go down there." They convinced him to go down there. He goes down there, and he's standing before this foreign prophet of God, Elisha. And Elisha says, "Go down into the river, plunge yourself 7 times, and you will be healed." And Naaman, the prophet from this foreign country, says, "I'm not going to go into your river. Our rivers are certainly better than your river." And the guys he's with said, "Naaman, wake up. Just do it, would you?" He does it, and he's cured. And he realizes something. He realizes that he's not simply cured, but he's realized that there's something greater here. That there's a God that he needs to reorientate his life towards. So he goes to Naaman, or Naaman goes to the prophet, and he says, "I want to thank you. What can I give you to show my gratitude?" Elisha says, "Well, it wasn't me, buddy. It was God who did it. God who's brought healing to you." And so Naaman says, "Well, then let me take a bunch of dirt." So they get a backhoe and they fill up his camels with dirt because he wants to go back, and on that dirt, he's going to worship God. He's going to give thanks to the God of gods. See, when you and I become aware of what God's doing in our lives, we will give thanks. It will actually lead to worship. And when we begin to worship God, our hearts get opened to the presence of God, to the working of God. And then we can actually be obedient to what God calls us. We can begin living the life that God calls us. We begin to realize the incredible love that God has for us. And when we know God loves us, we'll do what he asks of us. So Jesus in the gospel today, he goes, "Where are the other 9? See, only this foreigner came back. And what did he do? He came back and he worshiped God. He gave thanks to Jesus. He said, "You have done something." Because when he was cured of leprosy, he no longer had to live a life isolated, but he could just sit right next to you. And you would say, "Fine." But if he had leprosy, you'd say, ew, cooties, get away. So he's filled with this gratitude. And so he worships. And Jesus says, your faith has saved you. So what are you thankful for today? What fills your heart with gratitude today? This morning I did a little prayer exercise, which I love to do, and I got my rosary out. And it's in here someplace. I like the rosary because it's got little beads, so it's helpful for me because I'm a kid and I like to have my hands on things. And so, but it's got, you know, the Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and a Glory Be. And so I love to do what's called a rosary of gratitude. And so I did a decade of gratitude this morning, and I prayed in gratitude for what God has done in my life today, the blessings that God is bringing to me even today. So I wrote them down. I'm grateful for confirmation. Last night we had our seventh graders. So my first Hail Mary, I said, Jesus, thank you for our confirmation program. And then I prayed a Hail Mary. And then my second one that I prayed was for this kid, Sam. Sam's a kid who is just a little kid. Life's been tough. And he was all smiles at the 7:30. How any boy could be smiles at 7:30, I don't know, but he was. And so I prayed a little Hail Mary for Sam. And then I had heard Father Matthew's homily. He gave a great homily. Go online, listen, much better than mine. And so I prayed a Hail Mary in gratitude for his homily. And then the next one was for donuts, because we had donuts after Mass. And then my next one was praying for our greeters. That before all our Masses, we had these people who said, hello, here, have a worship aid. I was just so grateful. And then I began thinking of what we do beyond here. So my next Hail Mary was for John Paul II School and how we serve that school and how people here tutor there. And then one of the things I was grateful for this morning, too, is, we had 4 funerals and 2 weddings this week. I did half of them, so 2 of the funerals, 1 of the weddings. And all those families that I had the privilege of being with were families of faith. It just has enriched my life. So I prayed a Hail Mary for them. And I prayed a Hail Mary for our children as well, because I knew that we have kids not only here, but also in preschool or Sunday school. I think that's what they call it. And so forth. And then, the last one's for breakfast. See, KC's are having a breakfast, and someone's bringing me breakfast after Mass. Gotta like it. So what are you grateful for? So what I'm going to do is we're going to do a little exercise here. Might get a little uncomfortable. That's okay. What we're going to do is we're going to say a prayer that says, Jesus, I am thankful for. And then think of a person that you are thankful for. Fill in the blank. Jesus, I am thankful for. Fill in the blank. And what we're going to do is we're going to turn and we get little family groups. If you're sitting by yourself, you can join a family or a couple behind you. But just get little tiny family groups or little groups of folks around you, 2 or 3 or 4, and simply say, Jesus, I am thankful for fill in the blank.